Shkalim Perk Zion Mishnah Zion. Al Melach Vela Eitzim Shiu Hakohanim Neosin Behen. There was another takana, a tnai based in a condition that on all the salt and the wood that was in the mikdash, that the Kohanim can have hana to use it, to use the salt and the wood that was normally used for karbanos that were brought on the Mizbeach, they can use it for their own karbanos that they would eat. Sometimes the Rav explains that a Kohen is allowed to eat regular chulin meat in the Azara if the purpose of the chulin meat was there as a preparatory that they should be eating the kodshim al ha-soiva while they're full. If there was enough kachim to satisfy them, then they would only eat kachim. But sometimes they ate chulin in the Azara in order to fill themselves, so by the time that they got to the kachim, they would be full with the kachim. Just like we have by Pesach. However, this tnai, this condition that they're allowed to have benefit from the salt and the wood, only applies to the karbanos themselves that they would eat. V'ala para, which is the paraduma, shalo yu molin be'efra, that it would not be considered mi'ila if they have benefit from the ashes of the paraduma. Me'ikar adin, according to the Torah, one is allowed to have benefit from the Efer of the Parah. The Torah says, by the Paraduma, it says, Chatas hi. It's a Chatas. Only the Paraduma one is not allowed to have benefit, and there's Me'ila if he does. However, there's no Me'ila by the Efer of the Parah. So what happened was, the first Takana was that they couldn't have any benefit, because Chazal saw that they were Me'im Zalzel with the Efer of the Paraduma. They were treating it carelessly. But then what would happen is, after that first Takana, everybody was distancing themselves from the Efer, the Parduma, because they didn't want to become Tame. So since they were distancing themselves from the Efer, and it was actually affecting the Hazah, which was needed, the sprinkling was needed to making them Tahar, Chazal went and made a second Takana, that it should go back to the way it was, which was that there is no Me'ila by the Efer of the Paraduma. Valakinen hapsulos shiubos mishal tzibur, and also the people that are chayv to bring kinin, they would put their money in the shofar that said kinin, and Beis Din would take that money and buy the Kenan birds. And then what would happen is, the people that would do this, they would go on their way and assume that Beis Din did their job and that the animal was brought in its right time after the time passed. But what would happen if the animal became puzzle or the money was lost? So the Rav explains there was a Tanai Beis Din that they would take other money from the money of the Lishka, of the chamber, and they would then be makna that money to whoever the Baal is that lost the money. And through that money, they'd be yotzi their chov. So this was a takana also that this money would come from the tzibur, which is from the lishka. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ha-mesapek as akinin, mesapek as apsulos. Rabbi Yossi says that just like we had earlier, where if flour gets spoiled, so the person that was in charge of providing flour to the mikdash for the whole year, until it was brought on the mizbeach, it wasn't a full sale. And he was responsible for reimbursing hektish. So too here, if you had a case where one of the owners, their bird became pusel, so it's on the person that's mesapek as akinin, he's the person that has to reimburse them. So Beis Din would not take it from the lishka. Now what about the case where it's lost though? So the mefarshim on the Mishnah, some of the new mefarshim of the Mishmais, say it's the same thing, that this person that accepts upon himself to give the Beis HaMikdash birds for the whole year, and is always responsible if anything happens to the birds, it would be the same thing, even if the Beis HaMikdash loses the bird, which isn't so mistaver. We understand if the bird gets puzzled, like the first case, or if things rot, there they return it. Mashenkin, if it's totally lost, I mean, not even Lanzander, Costco reimburse you when it's lost. It's not mistaver that this guy would have to pay him back. And if you actually look at the Rav and the Rambam's Lashon, they specifically say, on this case of Rabbi Yossi, which the Rav happens to say that this is the Halacha and so does the Rambam, the Hilchsa Gevirta doesn't pask in this way, but they only bring down the case when Rabbi Yossi's talking, it's dafka misapik es apsulois. Dafka when it's puzzle he has to reimburse. But they don't speak about the case where it gets lost. L'chair, the Rav and the Rambam do not hold that he has to reimburse hektish when it's lost. And in that situation, hektish would probably have to take from the lishka itself.